Well, I have a daughter that's got an eating disorder. We became aware of it about 2 years ago. She became very, very poorly. We took her to the GP. It was a long time before the GP really recognised that there was a problem. And in all this time, she was losing more and more weight. It was just very difficult trying to get her some help. The GP actually said he didn't know what to do with her. He knew that she was losing weight. And I think by the time he recognised that she had an eating disorder, her weight had dropped dramatically. She was becoming very poorly. She wasn't functioning properly. And it was just a very frightening and very frustrating time. He admitted he didn't know what to do with her, and that made it worse for us. We were desperate and frustrated, angry, frightened, because she was becoming very poorly.
And how old was your daughter when this all started?
I think when we recognised it, she was 25.
What kind of effect does that have on you as a mum and your relationship, you know, with your partner or your husband?
Oh, it's enormous, absolutely enormous. It affects the whole family. It affects your partner, it affects your siblings, it affects your relatives, it affects everybody. It's just awful. It's dreadful.
Tell me a little bit about what kind of support you were given from the medical system.
Well, in the beginning, we didn't have any support at all, because in Cumbria, there was no support at all for people, boys and girls, men and women with eating disorders. There was no support at all. It took a long time to get her into hospital. She was eventually admitted into hospital over in the northeast, but that took a long time. She weighed 5 stone when she was admitted. So you can imagine how upsetting that was. So yeah, it took a long time.
And how did it make you feel as a mum in terms of like the way you'd brought your daughter up and coping with it?
Well, you have lots of feelings of helplessness and guilt. I want to wave a magic wand and make it all better. And as a mother and as a father, you want to, you know, give your children as much help and support as possible. But someone with an eating disorder, it's very difficult at times.
NHS Cumbria have decided they're going to hold these family support events. If these kind of events and support networks for the family rather than for the patient had been around when you were first having your daughter diagnosed, do you think you would have gone along to one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They've been a lifesaver now that we're involved in them.
And what kinds of things do you do when you're at the meetings?
Well, we're all there for the same reason, and it's just to help each other, support each other, talk about what's going on in our lives, our problems, see if there's any, we can pick up any advice from each other how to get through these problems. It's the most frustrating and upsetting illness ever, and it's not recognised. There is help out there, but not enough help out there. The support groups there are now to help each and every one of us to come to terms with it, I suppose.
And I presume then that these help groups that you've been able to attend, have they helped you as a mum come to terms with what it is that you are actually able to do and what you're not?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's been so good, so, so good. Just knowing that somebody out there is in the same position as yourself, because when things are bad, you feel very isolated, you feel very lonely. You know, you don't realise that there's an enormous amount of people out there that are suffering and people who don't know who to turn to and you know, where to go for help. So if we can raise awareness about all this by having these meetings and having this support group, well, that's what's needed.
Fantastic. How is your daughter now?
She's doing really, really well. She's had a lot of support from the Annis team. We can see a light at the end of the tunnel now, and I think before we had the support of everybody, we couldn't. It was just a dark hole.